Hello, my name is Howard, and here with me is Lydia. On this podcast, we will be discussing the music of the Spanish-American War. Specifically, we will be going over two patriotic pieces that aim to drum up enthusiasm and support for the war. This will be Charge of Roosevelt's Riders, which we will listen to a recording of, and Brave Dewey and His Men, in which I will read out the lyrics to. Finally, we will listen to another music piece titled The Battleship of Maine, which breaks away from the patriotic tales of war heroes and instead attempts to shed light on the actual situation in which soldiers in the war are facing. With that, Lydia will start us off with a bit of history of the Spanish-American War and introduce her first musical example.
The music of the Spanish-American War encouraged patriotic pride and helped build the notoriety of great war heroes to inspire Americans to enlist. This was not an easy task, since the country greatly needed a unifying sense of patriotism at this time. In the 30 years since the Civil War, efforts had been focused on rebuilding internally, but the division between North and South had never fully been erased. However, in the 1890s in foreign countries, Spain was struggling to maintain control of their colonies in Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines. Americans, regardless of if they were from the North or the South, felt empathy for these colonies, as they too had fought against an imperial presence in the Revolutionary War. Newspapers played an important part, as they used a sensational writing called yellow journalism to report on events. Through this use of journalism, it came to the public's attention of the inhumane and brutal efforts Spain had gone to try and stop Cuban rebels. Cubans were kept in highly confined towns, many forced to move out of their rural homes and into overcrowded areas where food and water was in poor supply. Starting in 1897, U.S. President McKinley tried diplomatic attempts to end the suffering of the Cuban people, but to no success. American military presence increased in Cuba under the pretense of protecting American interests, but on February 15, 1898, the USS Maine, an American ship, was destroyed in Cuba's Havana Harbor. The U.S. quickly prepared itself for war against the Spanish, which began in April the same year. As this war continued, many believed that this would be the uniting act that Americans so desperately needed. In addition to this, aiding colonies breaking away from an imperialist government was something that struck deeply personally with the American people. That alone created a sense of pride for them, as they fought for something that they truly believed was important. As the country rallied around these beliefs and passions, they were reflected in popular music. One of the many ways music helped create a stronger sense of patriotism among Americans was through war heroes. By taking average men and giving them elevated status because of their war efforts, they gave all Americans someone to look up to. Regardless of what region people were from, they felt the same pride in their country's military masterminds. Teddy Roosevelt was one of these war heroes. He gained fame and popularity during the Spanish-American War that allowed him to become president in the future. Roosevelt had been a publicized voice in America even before the war officially began, since he strongly believed that American people needed a war to prove their strength and test their men. Once the war had begun, Roosevelt assembled a cavalry of experienced men that became a symbol of American grit and determination throughout the war. The Rough Riders, as they were known, are still famous today, but were a sensation in 1898, a collection of New England's elite Native Americans and cowboys from the West who all already knew how to shoot and ride at the same time. Their success in Cuba represented more than just American victory. It symbolized collective cooperation and identity. The Charge of Roosevelt's Riders was written in 1898 by Charles Coleman and played by orchestras all over the country. This patriotic tune was overtly triumphant and was intended to instill pride in Americans. It was written to commemorate the Battle of San Juan Hill, which the American press at the time entirely credited this victory to the Rough Riders.
The Charge of Roosevelt's Rough Riders, played by Columbia Orchestra, or Columbia Photographs from New York and Paris. Assembly!
Forward, charge!
The conductor's orders throughout the song is meant to create a picture of Roosevelt's most famous battle at San Juan Hill. From the beginning call to charge to the sounds of horses running and then cheering at the end, there are no somber moments in this song. It stays fast-paced and cheerful throughout and ends with the obvious sounds of victory.
Another important war hero that music memorialized was Commodore George Dewey, who fought the Spanish in the Philippines. The Battle of Manila Bay was one of the first major conflicts of the Spanish-American War in May of 1898. The United States had been building up its navy for decades, but Commodore Dewey led them to their first true naval battle. He caught the Spanish fleet at anchor, completely obliterated them, and proved America's strength as a world power. After this battle, his fame was unmatched in the U.S., and he was promoted to Admiral of the Navy, a rank that no one had ever held before and no one has ever held since. Like Roosevelt, Dewey's notoriety became an important symbol to all Americans. Both of these men gained respect and pride nationally, and songs made them idols for young men, who were encouraged to join military forces to mirror their success. Brave Dewey and His Men Down at Manila Bay is a song written in 1898 by E.F. Galvin and T.M. Kane. It became very popular and played all around the country in order to honor Commodore Dewey. While recordings of the song are hard to come by, the lyrics paint a clear picture of a just war fought by great men that imparts nothing but American pride.
So I'm going to go ahead and read the lyrics for Brave Dewey and His Men, also known as Down at Manila Bay. So here it goes. A squadron lay at break of day with enemy in view. Each boat and tar had sailed afar a glorious deed to do. American each ship and man fought at the eventful fray. 'Twas Dewey's fleet that foe did meet down at Manila Bay. And here goes the chorus. Then raise a cheer all earth can hear, and three times three again, the noblest stars who sailed the sea, brave Dewey and his men. A gallant dash, a roar, a crash, our guns spoke faultlessly, and Dewey brave quick orders gave, which made new history. At cannon's mouth our tars did shout, avenge the main today. All Spain now weeps for hundred sleeps down at Manila Bay. Then raise a cheer all earth can hear, and three times three again, the noblest stars who sailed the sea, brave Dewey and his men. The Castile flag, the yellow rag, has dipped to rise no more. The stripes and stars and our loved tars are masters on the shore. Those heroes grand throughout the land are idolized today. Our foes are slain no more of Spain down at Manila Bay. Then raise a cheer all earth can hear, and three times three again, the noblest tars who sailed the sea, brave Dewey and his men. Telling the story of the battle at Manila Bay with these positive and strong lyrics also paints the war in the same light as the previous piece, The Charge of Roosevelt's Riders. There is no mention of mourning or sacrifice, even though many Americans died that night. Instead, the song's only goal is to create pride. Along with The Charge of Roosevelt's Riders, this song gave American war heroes to aspire to, and used their military success to breed a strong sense of patriotism.
Despite the message of these songs, the lives of the soldiers were not nearly as glamorous as Dewey and Roosevelt's. The intense patriotism that America was wrapped up in during the short war might have created unity on a wide spectrum, but it was hardly a positive influence on individual soldiers. The reality was, American troops were vastly inexperienced and had been given an image of war that was plainly false. There were problems no one predicted, because being America's first foreign-fought war came with unique challenges. Wool uniforms were not made for climates in Cuba and the Philippines, and soldiers were given food that was canned during the Civil War that often made them sick. In addition to all of this, the morale of the soldiers faltered as they risked their lives for a cause that had not truly affected their homeland. The bombing of the USS Maine had been intensely covered by newspapers and was the event that finally pushed the United States into war. But the attack was never formally credited to the Spanish, who continued to deny it throughout. In fact, in 1976, a team of naval investigators proved that the USS Maine was destroyed by an internal fire and not by Spanish attack. Unaware of this, however, the USS Maine still lost relevance as soldiers continued to face hardships and death throughout the war. The song, The Battleship of Maine, shows the dissenting American voice that explains the unpleasant realities for men who believed their war experience would be like their war heroes of Dewey and Roosevelt.
get back to Spain, I wanna honor my name. It was all about that battleship of fame. Why are you running? Are you afraid to die? Well, the reason I'm running is because I cannot fly. It was all about that battleship of Maine. The blood was running, and I was running too. I give my feet good exercise, I had nothing else to do. It was all about that battleship of Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
The Battleship of Maine originally had slightly different lyrics that instead talked about vengeance and justice for American lives lost on the Maine. However, the recorded version instead embodies the frustration of a soldier who was sent to war without training or supplies and is sarcastically claiming it's all about the Battleship of Maine. The singer's strong patriotic love encouraged by music was one-sided, and when they acted on it, they suffered in a war that the US had entered frighteningly unprepared. The song shows the other side of intense patriotism and what it ultimately leads to for the citizens who become surrounded by it. And with that, our podcast is finished. If you would like to learn more about the Spanish-American War, you can visit SpanamWar.com, a source we use extensively for this podcast. It's a centennial website for the Spanish-American War that's also archived monthly by the Library of Congress. Another major source for this podcast is a documentary titled Crucible of Empire by PBS. It goes over major events before, during, and after the war, and also features most of the songs on this podcast. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and we hope it was informative and enjoyable.